Ramayana Ayodhya Kanda Part 1. Bharata and Shatrughna remained with their maternal uncle Yudhajit for some time, being well entertained by him. Meanwhile, at Ayodhya, Ram became the pet son of Maharaj Dasharatha and the beloved of all the citizens. Ram was Lord Vishnu himself, incarnated within human society for the purpose of killing the wicked Ravana. Being the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Ram exhibited himself as the reservoir of all good qualities. Ram's beautiful bodily features provided all who viewed him with the full satisfaction of their eyes. Ram played the part of a courageous and heroic Kshatriya, and yet he was self-controlled, self-satisfied, without malice, and gentle in both word and deed. Ram did not take offense when criticized by others, and was pleased by even the smallest show of kindness. He was forgiving and always humble about his own position. Ram only embraced the association of persons who were pious and of superior wisdom. Ram was considerate and always the first to welcome guests. Ram firmly adhered to the truth and honored Brahmanas. He loved the citizens and they loved him. Lord Rama always acted according to religious principles, and he was learned in all the scriptures. Ram epitomized youthful vigor and was a mature judge of character. Lord Rama was always diligent in punishing wrongdoers and rewarding the virtuous. As a horseman and wielder of the bow, Lord Ram excelled all others, and he was the greatest of the chariot warriors. Indeed, Ram was the Lord of the three worlds and the controller of eternal time. Ram was unconquerable even by the greatest of the demigods and demons. Maharaj Dasharatha ruled his kingdom for 60,000 years. But now, having grown old and fatigued, Dasharath finally desired to retire from his royal duties and prepare himself for an exalted destination after quitting his body. However, Dasharath began to see various omens foreboding evil. Thus, Dasharath anxiously desired to install Ram as the heir apparent as quickly as possible. For this purpose, Dasharath called a meeting of his ministers, prominent citizens, and subordinate kings. However, in his haste, Dasharath did not formally invite King Janaka or Kekai, feeling confident of their support. Thereafter, when all were assembled, Dasharath announced, "I have grown old, and I now desire to hand the royal throne over to my eldest son, Ram, who has reached the age of 27. It is now the sacred month of Chaitra, and tomorrow the auspicious constellation Pushya will be ascending. Therefore, with your permission, I will direct that the ceremonies for installing Ram as the heir apparent begin tomorrow." The assembled ministers, kings, and citizens all applauded Dasharath's proposal. They then glorified Ram's incomparable virtues, equating him with Lord Vishnu himself. Thus, Maharaj Dasharath was both pleased and relieved. After everyone departed, Dasharath requested Vasishtha Muni to immediately begin preparations for the installation ceremony. Vasishtha then ordered the chief minister, Sumantra, to arrange for the city to be gorgeously decorated and make all other preparations so that the ceremonies could start early the next day. Maharaj Dasharatha then summoned Ram to the royal assembly. And soon thereafter, Ram entered the royal assembly and came before his father. Approaching him with folded hands, Ram fell at Dasharatha's feet, offering respects. Dasharatha then picked up his son, and after tightly embracing him, said, "My dear Ram, I have grown old and weary, and I feel it is now time for me to retire. I have indeed sufficiently enjoyed all manner of royal opulences. I have performed innumerable sacrifices, and I have also distributed huge amounts of wealth to the Brahmanas. You, Ram, are my eldest and favorite son. Likewise, all the ministers and citizens love you dearly. And therefore, I have arranged that tomorrow you will be installed as the heir apparent to the royal throne." Hearing this, some of Rama's friends ran to Mother Kausalya, hoping to be the first to deliver the wonderful news to her. Upon hearing the news, Kausalya became overjoyed and gave the bearers of the good tidings gold, jewels, and cows in charity. Thereafter, when Ram returned to his own palace, crowds of cheering citizens greeted him along the way. Meanwhile, Maharaj Dasharatha entered his inner apartments to lie down for some rest. Just as the king was drifting off to sleep, however, he experienced a recurring ominous dream. Waking with a start, Dasharatha immediately sent Sumantra to summon Ram. The king felt apprehensive that there might be some obstruction to his son's planned installation. Upon hearing that his father had again called him, Ram also felt a degree of apprehension. Moving toward his father's palace with haste, Ram entered his father's room, inquiring what was needed of him. Dasharatha embraced Ram and then said, "Oh, my dear Ram, all of my desires in life have been fulfilled, except seeing you installed on the throne. Unfortunately, due to the influence of the Sun, Mars, and Rahu, this is a very bad astrological period for me. And moreover, I have been experiencing disturbing dreams, prompting me to think that a great calamity awaits me. Therefore, I am eager to expedite matters. I want the installation ceremonies to begin immediately, even without the presence of your brothers Bharata and Shatrughna. So you and Sita should tonight fast for purification, and then tomorrow, in the early morning, prepare yourselves for the installation." Ram then returned to his palace to inform Sita of the arrangements for the following day. But not finding her there, Ram went to the residence of his mother. When Ram entered Kausalya's room, he saw her sitting with half-closed eyes and suspended breath, silently praying to her household deity, Lord Narayan. She was praying for Ram's good fortune. Kausalya, who was being attended by Lakshman and Sumitra, got up to greet her son, and Ram addressed her. "Oh, mother, my father wishes to install me as the heir apparent to the royal throne." With tears in her eyes, Kausalya replied, "Indeed, my austerities have surely not been in vain. May you and Sita live long and happily together." Smiling, Ram turned to his brother Lakshman and said, My dear brother, you must rule the kingdom along with me, for you are just like my second self. Indeed, I could not even think of finding happiness in royal luxury, or even life itself, without you. Thereafter, Ram returned to his palace in a jubilant mood. Sita and Ram worshipped Lord Narayan together, and then lay down to take rest for the night. Meanwhile, within the city, all the citizens were merrily engaged in preparing for the coming festivities. All the streets in Ayodhya were washed with perfumed water and scattered with fragrant flowers. Brilliant, colorful lights burned in every house and meeting place, turning night into day. The noisy crowds swelled like waves of the sea, and the numerous elephants, horses, and camels appeared to be like large aquatic animals within the ocean.